to the Mind Your Hormones podcast. My name's Corinne, and I'm a board-certified holistic nutritionist who went from no period from mismanaged PCOS to a regular one. Now I'm obsessed with helping you get hormonally balanced and emotionally aligned. This podcast is all about education, empowerment, real talk, and simple strategies you could start today to find inner peace and overall well-being. I am so excited to be here with you to chat about all things health, hormones, and mindset. Are you ready? Let's get it. What is going on? I can't wait to have this conversation with you because it's going to get a little bit sassy up in here because I feel so strongly about this topic, and I recently have a personal experience with it. So I don't have any notes. I have like little bullets of what I want to touch on. So we're just going to black out. We're going to rant. We're just going to go after it and going to help you get into this holiday weekend feeling super empowered in your personal power, like ready to go to walk into that holiday party. Like, this is who I am. These are the decisions I'm making. Let's freaking go. Okay. So let me just like start, because we're going to talk about boundaries. We're also going to talk about like intuition and things like that. So let me just give you a quick backstory for a second. So first of all, I've always just been someone that like, I don't need other people to be doing something for me to do it, right? I was always the first person to leave parties. I was always the first person to be like, all right, I want to get out of here. I don't feel like being here. I'll see you later. I'm always that person. I'm the only person in my family that's plant-based, that's gluten-free. My sister used to be gluten-free, but she's not anymore. Most of my friends as well, I'm the only one that's fully plant-based and gluten-free. Like, I've gone on vacations with people that are not living this lifestyle, but I am. Like, I don't need other people around me to be doing something for me to be like, oh, okay, then I'll do it. Or like, oh, I can't be plant-based here because nobody else is, or I'm going to drink because everybody else is, but I don't want to, right? Like, I've just never been that person, but I know that a lot of people, maybe you specifically, are like really the only people in your life as well that you're trying to not drink anymore. You're not drinking anymore. You're cutting caffeine. You're making all these lifestyle changes. You're taking supplements. You're like, wait, should I bring supplements out to dinner? Like, am I going to be that weird one? Bring the damn supplements. I do it all the time. Like, you're trying to do these things, but other people in your life aren't necessarily doing that with you. So you feel like, how am I supposed to stick with this when other people around me aren't? Example, right now in real time, if you're listening to this in real time, it's the holidays, right? So maybe you're going to your family's house and you are the only one who isn't drinking anymore, or you are the only one who's like, you're not just going to binge on a ton of cookies. Obviously, you're going to have some cookies after dinner. Make sure you have it after protein, fiber, and healthy fat meal. Then you're good to go with your blood sugar. But you're like, I'm plant-based, or I'm not having dairy, or I'm not having gluten. So, you know, and everybody else around me is. Should I just go along with it? Like, what should I do? So that is where I'm coming at with this conversation. But the backstory that I want to talk to you about that's kind of related to this, it's all going to tie together, so just stick with me. Recently, my husband and I were supposed to go to my cousin's wedding. So for context, we live in New York, and my cousin's wedding was in Connecticut, which is like, it was about a 3 hour, 2.5 to 3 hour drive from where we live. Kids weren't invited. Totally cool. Didn't have kids at my wedding either. Madison is 6 months old. So we did not feel comfortable like leaving her on Long Island with my in-laws or with anybody. It doesn't matter who it is, but it was with my in-laws and going, you know, 3 hours away and leaving her there. We've never left her overnight. Like, I'm just personally not ready for that. So we were like, okay, we'll get a hotel room for my in-laws at the hotel that we're staying at. They'll come with us and they'll watch Madison while we're at the hotel. While we're at the wedding. So then that way she's still there with us, all of that. From the get-go, I knew in my gut that we were just like, we just shouldn't be going to this. Like, I'm not going to want to leave Madison that young overnight. Like, we're going to have to trek his family there, whatever. From the get-go, my gut was like, this isn't a good idea. Well, recently, Madison has been experiencing some separation anxiety. Also, I'm always the only one, like, we co-sleep. I nurse her to sleep. I nurse her in the middle of the night. Like, that's just been the vibe since she's been born. My husband is very active with her during the day. He's very, very involved. Like, so freaking grateful for that. But at night, it's me because I nurse, right? So why would I have a bottle? For me personally, some people do this, but I'm not going to do bottles in the middle of the night or at night and have more shit to clean when like we're exclusively nursing. So it was just me, the boob, and her at night always. So anyway, she's been experiencing some separation anxiety lately where like I used to be able to just like go to acupuncture, leave her with my mom if Chris wasn't around, or, you know, do whatever. And she was fine. But I went to acupuncture a couple of weeks ago and I left her with my mom because Chris was busy. And she cried for like 40 minutes, my mom said. Hysterical, sobbing, freaking out, crying, until actually my little niece, who's seven, she's eight, almost nine, crazy, got there and like it like entertained her a little bit, but she really didn't calm down until I got there. And I was like, oh shit. Then it happened again. We're trying to like prep her a little bit before the wedding. Happened again a week later with my in-laws, hysterical, freaking out, hyperventilating. I was like, oh my God. So the night before the wedding, my in-laws come over and it happens again. And she was hysterical, like hyperventilating until I got there. Cause I was like, all right, I'm just gonna go run some errands, leave her with you. And I'm like, my husband looked at me and he's like, we can't go to this wedding. Like we can't do this. Like we personally, we don't cry it out. We don't like do that type of method. And I'm like, what are we gonna fucking do? So long story short is, we had to make the very difficult decision the night before, nonetheless, which is horrible that we had to do this, right? Like that's you know, besides the point, but to not go to the wedding, because I was like, what's going to happen? We're going to go, right? She's going to be hysterical. I'm going to leave. I'm not going to stay there knowing she's hysterical. So we're going to drag your parents all the way to Connecticut for what, a half hour, so I could go to the ceremony and then leave and then be with her. Like, and the whole time I'd be at the wedding, I'd be worried, I'd be anxious, I wouldn't have good energy. Like, this is makes no sense. Like, we just can't do this. So anyway, I made the decision not to go. That was a horrible conversation I had to have with my cousin. I felt so terrible. I was like, oh my God, I can't. Like, they understood, obviously, but it sucked, right? And like, I was able to FaceTime into the ceremony. I was sobbing the whole time because I was like, of course I wanted to be there if circumstances were different. But at the end of the day, when you are making decisions about whatever it is, about eating something, about not eating something, about going somewhere, about not going somewhere, the question that really helps me make these decisions instead of being like, okay, I'm making this decision to please someone else. Because if we were making that decision to please somebody else, we would be going to that wedding. Because I knew I was going to disappoint my cousin. I knew I was going to disappoint him. Like, I knew that that was going to happen. But when I asked myself, okay, what are my priorities here? And our number one priority is Madison. All day long, it's Madison's number one. So with that question and that clear answer, okay, it makes the answer of not going extremely clear. Does it make it an easy decision? No. But when you know what your priority is, okay, Madison's my priority. I'm not going to put her through that, hysterics, hyperventilating, out of breath while I'm at a wedding. I'm just personally, we're not going to do that. So that makes the decision much more clear. And the thing that I want to share with you is that whatever decision is best for you is best for everybody else. Because like I said, my husband and I would have tainted the energy of that wedding if we went and we were sitting there and we were like, oh my God, we're anxious, checking our phone constantly, talking to my mother, is she okay? What's going on? Leaving, coming back. Like, it would have been horrible to bring that energy into that environment of the wedding. Where now they had the wedding, we didn't go, it was perfect. Everything went amazing. They had the best time ever. It was so incredible. And I'm like, I'm so happy that we made that decision because we would have tainted that experience. That's why when you trusting your intuition is not only good for you, it's good for everybody else. I'm like, imagine what would have happened if we had just been like, F it, we'll do it. I don't want to disappoint them. We can't bail last minute. Like, obviously we still sent a gift and everything. Like, let's just, we're not that ridiculous, but anyway. And like, we're having them over our house after celebrate. Doesn't matter. But the point is like that. I know that decision was best for me and for Madison and for them. So know that when you have to make really difficult decisions, trusting your intuition, doing what you know is best for you is always what is best for everybody else. Not only from the energy of it, but like what influence could you be missing out on from you not upholding your boundaries, right? Like me upholding that boundary and me trusting that decision is like showing whoever else, like them, people in the wedding, whatever, like, oh wow, like I can hold boundaries. I'm seeing someone else hold boundaries like that. That means I could do it too, right? It gives them permission. So I want to like, that was just like an example I wanted to give you of something that's happening in real life, but I want to like shift the conversation to more of like you specifically holding a boundary and knowing what your priorities are going into this holiday weekend or going on a vacation with other people who are not living the lifestyle that you're living at, right? I just had to give you that context so you could like kind of understand where I'm coming from a personal experience, where it's coming from right now. But are you making decisions for other people or are you making decisions for you, right? If I was making decisions for other people, we would have went to that wedding. But if I'm making decisions for me and what's best for me and my number one priority, which is Madison, then everything works out, right? So who are you making decisions for? Are you going to drink at the holiday party because you're making decisions for other people because you know they're going to feel some type of way if you don't drink? They're gonna, and if people feel some type of way if you don't drink, it's because it makes them question, well, should I not be drinking? Is that not? And it just makes people question their own personal decisions, which is awesome, right? Like, ooh, I am feeling the sass for this episode. I hope you are too. But I want to just take a quick pause and talk to you about my absolute favorite supplement company out there on the market. They're doing shit right for fertility, for pregnancy, for postpartum. And if you know me, you know I am very particular about the supplements I take and that I recommend. Like, if you know that I take something, you know that shit is top of the line, okay? This is by far the best prenatal on the market, hands down, for so many reasons. First of all, they have so many nutrients in there that we actually need. Some of the standard prenatals out there, I'm like, this is it? That's all that's in there? For example, Ritual, I'm like, oh my God, this is horrible, and you have really good marketing, but this shit needs to go, okay? It has the Needed, it's the brand I'm talking about, by the way. Needed is the absolute best. They have an abundant amount of nutrients, so not only will baby thrive, but you will thrive. They have nutrients in there that help support your blood sugar, so it can reduce nausea and support you not getting gestational diabetes. It obviously supports you in getting pregnant, right? Because in the first trimester, the majority of the nutrients that the baby gets is based off of your nutrient stores, which is really good because sometimes you have a little bit of food aversions, okay? So we want to make sure that we are taking a high quality prenatal for at least 6 months before getting pregnant, ideally a year before would be amazing. If you're listening to this and you're like, oh my God, we're trying in 3 months, just get started ASAP, girl, okay? But this is one of the reasons. Another reason why I love them is that they have so much education on their site. All the forms of the nutrients are in forms that are actually absorbable in your body. Like, we have folate, not folic acid. There is magnesium bisglycinate. All of them are absorbable forms. And I love that they do not have iron in their supplement, which is a key factor if you are using a prenatal that has iron in it, like Pure Encapsulations does and Thorne does. Those are the ones I used to recommend. If there is iron in there, you're not actually absorbing that well, because when iron is paired with calcium and zinc, you do not absorb it well. So it's really important to have it separate. So Needed has a separate iron supplement, which is really, really important. I teach you about how to, you know, take all of these and all the dosages and the timing and all that stuff, how it shifts throughout your pregnancy in my supplement masterclass. I'll put that link below for you. That's part of the Mind Your Hormones method also. If you're in it, don't buy it. Go to your resources and you'll see it in there. But anyway, going off on a tangent, but Needed is the best. If you're trying to conceive, if you're pregnant, if you're postpartum and you're breastfeeding, you got to check them out. I love their Omega. I love their Pure Encapsulations. Oh my God. I love their, that's the one I don't recommend. I love their prenatal multi. There's the word. I love their iron. I love their choline. They have really awesome eggs support supplement as well as sperm support supplement. They have really great electrolyte powders for hydration. Like, they are doing shit right over there. They are research backed. Practitioners are supporting the actual formulations of them. Like, I'm obsessed. If you want to feel the difference, if you want to make sure that you are doing absolutely everything you can from a supplement standpoint to support baby and to support yourself, to having a healthy environment so you not only get pregnant, but you have a healthy pregnancy and you rebound with more ease postpartum. Obviously, there's more that goes into that than just supplements. That's where the Mind Your Hormones method comes in. But supplements are really important, okay? Go to thisisneeded.com, use code Corinne, Corinne, at checkout for a discount. Again, thisisneeded.com, Corinne, at checkout. If you have any questions, come let me know. When you start taking them and you feel the difference, please message me. I love hearing how much it's supporting you because I'm like, yeah, girl, duh, this is the fucking best. I love it so much. thisisneeded.com, code Corinne, at checkout for a discount. Thank me later. How could you be an example of what it looks like to have so much personal power and to stand in your personal power even when and especially when other people are doing something completely different? Like, that is such an amazing thing to model to other people and to just experience in yourself, right? You're doing it for yourself. So if you're wondering this weekend, like, shit, what am I gonna do? Like, I've always drank at every holiday party, or I'm never not eating my grandma's whatever, you know, dish at Christmas, whatever it is. Like, can you just ask yourself, well, what is your priority? Is your priority right now making everybody else around you comfortable? Is your priority right now just pleasing everybody else around you? Or is your priority getting pregnant? Is your priority feeling the best that you could possibly feel? Is your priority having energy? Is your priority waking up the next day feeling like, oh, I feel so good in my body and I'm so glad I made that decision? Like, after we made that decision not to go, yes, it was so, like, so hard, but we felt like, oh my God, like I feel so much lighter. And the whole weekend, I was just like, oh my God, like this was such a hard decision, but this was the best decision. And that is that you will be rewarded in ways that you can't even imagine when you make decisions that are actually for you and not for other people. And I want you to really think about this of like, you are the person that's waking up in your body every morning and every morning, night, middle of the day, whenever you're waking up, right? You're the person that's waking up in your mind and in your body. Nobody else is. So if you are making decisions of what you're eating and not eating, what you're drinking or not drinking, or what you're doing during the holidays, whatever it is when you're traveling, whatever, if you're making the decisions because of other people and you're just like, oh, it's just easier if I just do it because I don't have to explain myself. You're allowing other people to control how you feel in your body. That is a choice. That is a choice. It's nobody else's fault. So you can't put that power in other people's hands of like, oh, well, I drank because so-and-so was like, why aren't you drinking? They were making it such a big deal. So it's like, whatever, I just will. That's on you. How can you be an example of what personal power looks like, what holding your boundaries look like? Because that is such an amazing example for other people, and it's only going to benefit you. It is only going to benefit you. When I was texting one of my childhood friends, one of my best friends, Lauren, when I was making this decision, and I was like, oh God, I just feel so bad. Like we're not going, da da da. And she said, I can't remember exactly, but the one thing that stuck out was you've always been someone, I've always admired how you hold boundaries for yourself. And all you're doing right now is holding a healthy boundary. And like that one, that's the only thing I remember from that sentence, that whole paragraph she said, which is like, just shows how impactful it was. But I always admire how you hold boundaries. Like, and that's something that somebody else like is looking at and being like, maybe one day she's going to try and hold a boundary. She'll be like, wait, Corinne does this and I admire it in her. So like, I'm going to do it. There's always a ripple effect, and you're not doing things, you're not holding boundaries just to like show other people you can. You're doing it for yourself, but also you're doing it to set an example, and you are setting an example. What influence are you going to be missing out on sharing with other people by you going to a party and being so fucking solid in who you are, what you're doing, what you're eating, what you're not eating, not even giving an F if Uncle Todd or whoever has shit to say about it. You know how many times I've been places and people say shit to me about it? Like literally countless. Now, not so much anymore. Probably still once in a while, but like I could give two shits. I don't give a shit. You're not the person that's living in my body. You want to make those decisions? Cool. Good for you. I could care less what you're doing. So why do you care what I'm doing? And that's also if you're a parent, getting the question, oh, she's still not sleeping through the night. Oh my God, when is she ever going to sleep in her crib? Oh my God, you're giving her solids and you're not pureeing it. Oh, isn't that all this shit will come up. You're going to be around family. You're going to be around people that maybe don't, agree with your decisions. Oh my God, you're not vaccinating them. Or, well, what about this one? You're going to get this one, right? Like, well, what about schools? All these questions you're going to get. I want you to go into the holidays being like, I'm so effing strong and solid in my decisions. I feel so good about it. I don't give a flying fuck what anybody else has to say. I was going to say, excuse my French, but you already know we drop some bombs around here. Okay. I want you to feel so strong in it because it makes a difference for you, for every single person around you. Don't allow other people to change what you know is best for you and to feel shitty the next day about it and to hinder the progress that you're making. And not to say that one decision is going to hinder everything, right? It's a accumulation of them, but what will hinder you more than just the actual action of eating or drinking something is how you're energetically going to feel after, how you're going to be like, shit, I'm so pissed at myself that I did that. I didn't want to do that. Like, don't go against your intuition. Don't go against what you actually want to do. Hold the freaking boundary. Hold your personal power. You've got this, okay? I want you to listen to this on your way to your holiday party when you are actually like on your way there. If you're not, if maybe you're doing that right now, if you are, like, have a good time, girl. I'm so excited for you. Happy holidays. But also, like, hold that shit, okay? I'm in it with you. And also some like tactical things real quick, because you know me, I've got to give you a little tactical, is if you are going to a holiday party and you're like, okay, like, I'm not drinking, amazing, me neither, join the club, like, you're gonna feel so much better about yourself. Also, you're like, I'm going somewhere, they aren't plant-based or gluten-free and they're not accommodating me. Number one, it's not their job to accommodate you, so let's not get mad at them for it, right? Like, this is on you to accommodate yourself. So what can you do? What I always do, I bring stuff. Whenever we're going anywhere, I'm like, okay, like, and I'll ask them too. First, I'll say, okay, I'm gonna bring X, Y, and Z. Like, I'm gonna bring, like, for Thanksgiving, I'm gonna bring like butternut squash with chickpeas, cranberries, spinach, whatever, and like enough for everybody. Is there anything else I could bring, right? Because, like, of course you always ask, well, most of the time you ask the host, what can I bring? But I first tell them, hey, I'm bringing this so I know that I'm covered and I have something to eat. What is there anything else you need me to bring? And I'll grab that for you too. So making sure that you are coming prepared so that you are able to have a meal that you enjoy having, but there's also enough for everybody else if they want it. So that's something that I always do. Like, for example, we're going to Chris's aunt's house for Christmas Eve. They're so accommodating. Like, I'm obsessed with my in-laws. Are just so amazing. Like, extended in-laws, like, they're just so freaking awesome. So like, they do like a whole Italian, they're Italian, so they do like seven fishes, like all this stuff, right? One of the things they do is like, they make pizza, there's pasta, whatever. So I'm like, okay, I'll bring the gluten-free vegan dough and some cheese. His cousin is making sauce without any meat in it, so we have that. So it's like, I communicate with them. It depends on the level of closeness of the person, but like, I'm like, okay, I'm bringing this, so I'm covered with this. I'll also bring chickpea pasta. You got the sauce covered, so I'll bring this. Like, his cousin's going out and getting vegan gluten-free desserts. I'm like, oh yes, amazing. Like, it's just communicating with the people if you're close enough to them and bringing stuff and being prepared. And then if you want to sip on something and drink something, dude, bring your miracle worker, your tart cherry juice, and some freaking seltzer. You know that that's what I'm bringing with me. Like, I'm so excited. I can't freaking wait. It's so good. And then you could tell everybody else, oh, what are you drinking? Oh my God, taste it. Have a sip. It's amazing. They're going to be like, holy shit, this is so good. Maybe they'll be like, let me spike it with some vodka. I'll be like, okay, if you want to do that, that's fine, but don't spike mine. Okay. My shit is golden. We're good here. Okay. Bring that shit with you. And then when you tell them about the miracle worker magnesium, tell them, hey, also use code CRIT for a discount. Okay. Like, thank you for supporting the show. But seriously, okay, those are the tactical things you could do. But what I really want you to get out of this, hold your freaking boundary. You've got this. I'm so excited for you. I'm so proud of you. I can't wait for you to wake up in the morning and be like, oh my God, I feel so good that I did this. And what an awesome example I set for other people. So I love you so much. Enjoy your holiday. If you're listening to this in real time, if you don't celebrate, enjoy your life, enjoy your day, whatever it is. And I will talk to you in the next episode. Thank you so much for being here. If you loved this episode and learned something valuable, please share it with a friend who you think would also love it, or post it on social media and tag me so I could personally say thank you for helping me spread this important message. I am beyond grateful to be here with you. So until next time, stay intentional, stay consistent, and always mind your hormones.